The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses, old and new, all with this common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month figures to be a breezy visit. Airscape Fans is all about creating a breeze in your home with whole house fans that push the hot air of a summer day out, bringing the cool air of a summer night in. Neil Smith is the founder of Airscape Fans. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
So yeah, you apparently have a long history in heating and air conditioning, or HVAC, as it seems to be.
Since 1984, I got to admit, yeah.
But what got the interest going in the first place?
In HVAC? Well, you know, initially, of course, a job. Graduated in engineering and looked for something, and I've gradually moved into that. I think I was interested in energy, and it's one of the closest things you can do. I've worked for consultants that did power plant design and things like that, but HVAC is something you can actually dig into.
And the design of HVAC, it seems like in any particular house, would have a lot to do with energy and energy efficiency.
It's a big component of energy use in a home, and homes use about 20% of our energy throughout the country. So, and businesses another 20%. So.
And how about whole house fans? So what got you into this? I've heard of the concept before.
Whole house fans, it's funny because at the time I was coming from a background of commercial HVAC, and you go, there's a fan, big deal. It seemed, I was unimpressed.
There's no chiller connected to the recipe.
There's no chiller. There's no mechanical stuff. There's no fancy controls, although it gets a little more interesting later on. So we were selling our original business, HVAC Quick. We were selling some products, and a customer said, why don't you sell this? This is a great idea. He was raving about it, went over to visit him. And I thought, well, again, suitably unimpressed, but he kept on going. And the basic idea behind whole house fans is ventilation cooling. So meaning in the summertime, it's hot in the day and it's cold at night. And why don't you use that air from the outside? And then, of course, it leads to other benefits. Ventilation cooling is a tenth of the price of running, as they call mechanical cooling, standard HVA, standard compressor. And it's better air quality. And in addition, on the West Coast, you have another side benefit that people are starting to realize. You're not drying out the air. We don't need drier air during the summer. I think everybody would agree. And so it's just better for you.
So air conditioning is a dehumidifier too, right?
It tends to be, unless you really worked it out carefully with some component choices, but generally no. It does dehumidify, yes.
So the idea sounds pretty simple. In fact, you know, people have been doing this, you know, in one way or another for a long time. You know, people with their attic vents and, you know, let's open up the attic door and open up the windows in the lower part of the house, that kind of stuff.
The concept is nothing. It's not new. We didn't invent it. There's states where there's big acceptance of whole house fans, like Michigan. And so we noticed that from our statistics. So why does Michigan have it? I don't know. Why doesn't they had it in the South? But in the South, it's a little more challenging because it's humid, and so you don't have the temperature depression that you do in the West Coast.
It doesn't get as cool at night. Yeah.
West Coast is ideal for that.
Truly, I mean, because you can get a 30 to 40 degree sometimes difference in day and nighttime temperature.
Yeah, my personal experience out in the living on the other side of the valley from here is that 95 degree day will typically have 60 degree nights, and I'm rarely running the air conditioning. It's only on those days when it just stays warm and keeps warm for that week at a time.
When the clouds move in, that's when I begin to curse the sky myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how big a fan are we talking about? We're not talking like a helicopter on its side are we?
No, we're not talking about it. Sizes can vary depending on what you want to do. But our smallest fan now starts at 1,700 CFM, which is cubic feet per minute. So that's capable of emptying the air in the house within a few minutes. But as they say, sometimes bigger is better. Just because you want to cool it down faster in the evening, and 7 o'clock rolls around, it's not as cold as you want it to be, and so you need more air. But we go all the way up to 5,000 CFM.
Wow, how big a fan is that?
It's a 24-inch diameter fan, and we do a few tricks on this. A couple of tricks are: one, we have sealed doors, because why wouldn't you? Doors that like electrically close, and then we have a duct in between on a lot of our models between the fan and the intake grill to it's a sound attenuation. It works very similar to the sound panels we have all around us here.
Just to just to make sure that it isn't quite as loud and
exactly
that whole you know, sound of the aircraft hangar thing going on.
It's they'll be a little quieter to start with just because of choice of blades, but it's hard to avoid noise from a fan because you're beating that air into submission.
Whole house fans, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange of this month's edition of The Ground Floor. We're talking to Neil Smith, who's the founder of Airscape Fans. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Maybe you do this already at your house, but sort of in a cobbled together way, as we do at our house, where we have some old fans sitting in the gable end and just plug it in at night and that sort of thing. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Somebody come back. You said your largest fan is just a 24-inch blade diameter, just 2 feet across.
Yes.
Right, that's not a huge thing at all.
It's not big. You know, it's a matter of also getting it up into the attic, so that's one consideration.
Ah, because you have to get it through the attic, the crawl space opening and that kind of thing.
The door, the opening that you make, you want to have the fan go through that. That's sort of your limiting factor,
That would be important. So talk about procedure here, then. You turn it on around sunset?
Probably, yeah, around, well, whenever it starts getting cool, and that's probably, it can be here anywhere from 7 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically, we have 10 speeds on our units, so there's a reason you may want to choose that. Of course, it's always quieter when it's running slower, and it's always more efficient when it's running slower, but that's not a given. I'll tell you a bit more about that later if anybody cares about mm-hmm. that. I can dig into the details as far as you want. So the idea is to pre-cool your house. First stage is avoid using air conditioning at night when it's cold outside. You ever walk around a neighborhood and you hear the compressors running and you go, it's 60 degrees outside. Something's wrong here.
Yeah, I have that all the time. All closed windows in the neighborhood at night. I never figure that out.
Yeah, so that's the first no-brainer. And then the second part is if you pre-cool the house, you're avoiding turning on the air conditioning until later on in the day, if you even have to do it. The house is a great big heat capacitor, and let's use it. Now, of course, one of the side benefits here is better air quality, because the air inside your house, it came from outside to start with, and then it got worse.
Right, because it's been sitting in your house around you and your cooking and your body odors and pets and all that
volatile
stuff.
Volatile organics from anything we manufacture, just about.
Right. So when the fans are on, I saw the demonstration with somebody's hair going up, but they were right under the intake. So do you feel a breeze inside the house?
It depends. And, you know, the funny thing is about perceiving a breeze is it's really temperature you're feeling. So we've been pushing fans to be bigger and bigger over the years, and we started off with a fan that was really 1700 CFM, our first one. And some people would like it, and other people go, well, where's the breeze? What's going on here? So it's just a matter of acceptance and how you feel about it. But the more air means the sooner you can turn it on and the more air conditioning you can avoid.
All right, so there does seem to be some need for human intervention here, though, because you need to let in the cool air, so you're still going to need to walk around the house and open a few windows, don't you?
Great question. So exactly. So automating that process, you can automate the part of turning on the fan. You can even check for differential pressure to make sure you're not, you know, breaking your drywall, which you could do, in fact, if you didn't open up a fan well enough. Because 5,000 CFM at half an inch of static pressure.
Pressure differential, a little deflection there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not a real consideration, but it's something to think about if you wanted to automate it. But now you have to intervene mechanically and have windows that open automatically and or some sort of process for doing that. That's in the works, I think. There's other ways of doing this. It doesn't seem to be around the corner. I think we got a lot of mileage to go on this one first.
All right, so you don't have windows that open automatically yet in correspondence to the firing up of the whole house fan.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I did notice you mentioned ductwork, so it's just from the fan to the intake?
Yeah, there's a couple of the vast majority of our models work that way. We have a couple of models that the fan is just close coupled, and they're smaller fans typically, and it's a noise consideration.
Have you run across any situations where people are talking about designing houses differently to accommodate a whole house fan? Maybe a taller, skinnier house is better than a flat, wide one. I really don't know.
No, good considerations. Mostly, I think it's to do with thermal capacity. So what you want then is a house that can store that coolth. And by the way, that is a word.
Coolth?
Yes.
As opposed to warmth?
I know. It sounds almost like I made it up. You have to check up on that for sure.
All right. So which kind of house is going to store the coolth better?
Well, something with an exposed, maybe a concrete floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good place to do it. Ideally, you know, you can get into phase change materials or sophisticated stuff like that. But for just plain, the least expensive way to do it is a well-insulated sealed house with exposed mass.
Neil Smith, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange in this month's edition of The Ground Floor. He's the founder of Airscape Fans. These are whole house fans that'll help send the warm air out of your house at night. Open the windows and let the cool air in on the bottom, and away you go. Join us on the Exchange. Maybe you have an experience with this kind of system. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And here is a call from Don and Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange.
Oh, good morning. Sitting here with the oldest oil heater in Eugene, and in a 100-year-old house, we're ready to attack the system. And I have one question, since you're giving free advice this morning.
Sure.
We're thinking about a heat recovery ventilator as we tighten up the house. And I'm curious why it's recommended that you use two sets of ducts to
We've designed and built some HRVs, as they call them, heat recovery ventilators, and we sell and stock those as well in our other business. So I know a lot about them, or at least I can tell you a lot about them. You'll tell me. Yeah.
I may not know a lot, but you can talk a lot about them. Okay.
So why do you need two ducts? So basically, one duct is bringing in fresh air. The other one is taking stale air out, and you may as well pull it from a kitchen or a bathroom, and you typically run that constantly in a tight house. So there's a heat exchanger that recovers on the order of about 70% of that heat or cooling, but it's usually mostly used for the recovering heat during the winter.
Okay, thanks for that question, Don. It was a good one, the 100-year-old house. So so let's talk about the kinds of houses that can get a whole house fan like you have at Airscape. Are these generally old or new?
We're pretty much limited to everything.
Mm-hmm. It's a good curse to have. Huh? I noticed that there are different models, Sierra and Ventura. Are these strictly size?
No, that's the so for the Southern California market that doesn't feel like they want to pay extra for a motorized sealed door. That's the the Ventura model, appropriately named for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Sierra has the sealed doors where we have a very high R value and a seal that's better than just about any window.
So that's the purpose of the sealed doors, just not to let anything in the house.
Well,
during
think about stratification, your warmer air is up in the ceiling, it's going to vent out. You don't want that.
So, and what are the systems cost? I mean, what does it cost to get a whole house fan installed?
So retail prices on these things are anywhere from $700 to $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And installation is meant to be done by a person who can be a handyman. So we try to make these very simple. We have the way they're hooked up is straightforward. Our controls are typically click in place. We don't have any hard, difficult wiring to do, that kind of thing. So we've oriented it towards
it's a DIY kind of market.
DIY, mm-hmm. A good DIY person, whatever that means.
But there is some wiring, obviously, because you got to get the electricity to the fan.
If
you put in a light fixture, can you do this?
Yeah, and you can pull in it. Yeah, and you're supposed to pull in an electrician in Oregon. That's mm-hmm. It's very different than most other states. But that's another matter.
Okay, so the wiring. Oh, the speeds. You mentioned all kinds of different speeds and efficiencies. Why don't we talk about that part?
So there's something called unloading of motors, and it's really similar to why hybrid cars work so well, because your certain engines, like gasoline engines, don't unload well, but a DC motor, and that's what we have in our fans effectively. It's called ECM motors, but they're really DC motors. They unload really well. So you can go from 800 watts on high to 15 or 20 watts on the lowest speed. That's remarkable. So the idea is then that's the reason it takes a while to take the heat out of your house. It doesn't just vanish. And actually, this is an interesting story of when you're first starting off, people would say, well, I have a whole house fan. And we go, well, why are you talking to us? Well, it's noisy. Okay, great. But I only run it for 15 minutes and evacuates all the air. Well, that's a nice idea. You cool all the air in your house. You didn't cool your house, because it takes a while. I mean, imagine that. You just open up the windows and we have all these insulators and heat capacitors in your house. It takes a while for it to cool all that down, the furniture, the walls, the floors, et cetera.
That's an interesting concept. So it's not just the air. It's all the stuff around, too. Everything in your house is going to retain a certain level. The piano, the dog, all this stuff.
Not the dog.
Yeah, maybe not the dog. So I noticed that this question from an earlier interview of you, people were asking about the burned toast smell. How fast does that get out?
It's amazingly fast. That's a great thing to have. I mean, who doesn't burn something in your kitchen? It may not be adequate, but when all the smoke alarms are going off and you want to stop them quickly, a whole house fan's a nice thing to have.
It really is. So, I mean, would you leave it running all night? Is that the basic idea?
Yes.
At a low maintenance level?
Yeah, and again, that's where the efficiency comes in there. So if you're running it somewhere in between, you know, somewhere between 20 and 800 watts, pick whatever is comfortable. We're also going to introduce new controls that turn off the fan as the temperature drops, and maybe you can sequence what speed you want for what hour of the evening.
So over the course of your time in HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, it seems like efficiency has just gone crazy. I mean, this is a different world than what you started off in, I presume.
It's a good world. Yes. Yeah, a lot of stories about that, but it's good and it's getting better. But, you know, we have a huge stock of houses that aren't going to be renovated. I mean, we build, 1 to 2%, 1% of new houses every year out of like 130 million dwelling units. So we have to do retrofit things. And that's what we identified as something that's suitable for that market. So we think it's going to grow for quite a while.
One major downside that has occurred in recent summers, which is when it's smoky outside,
exactly.
You're kind of defeating the whole purpose of the whole house fan, aren't you?
I wouldn't suggest running a whole house fan with smoking conditions. And what I did at my place is made an air handler. You know, I'm in the business with great filtration for that. And that's something to think about as well.
So an air handler?
An air handler. It's a stupid word for something that moves air. So your furnace is really an air handler. It's a subset of that. But the filtration on these things is inadequate.
On the whole house fans, you mean?
No, on anything.
On anything, on, yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're just bare filters. They stop small birds.
All right. So that is not a very fine-grained filter,
no.
Then, is it? All right. So HVAC Quick is your other business?
Yes.
And what else you got going on there?
Well, we started on a ventilation focus, and that's what we do. We do a tremendous amount of grills. Mm-hmm. We do, and it's funny. I never thought I'd be in the grill business, but that's how you can do it with an automated process. And we actually have a thing where we integrated our manufacturing and grills. You can go online and select and build a grill yourself, and then we build it for you to that size and specifications. So that sort of mass customization is very exciting to us.
So where do you build the things like the grills, and where do you build the air escape
fans?
It's
all happening in Medford,
mm-hmm.
Right across from Far West Steel. That's the landmark, I guess, down there.
Off of West Medford? Northwest Medford?
Off of Sage.
Yeah, okay. Sage, so yeah, Northwest Medford. And then and how many people you got working for?
25.
Uh-huh. All right. Has it been growing steadily?
Our big challenge was probably 2008. That was not a great time, and about the time we moved up here, it was a little slow, but so be it. And we've come roaring back.
Has it been steady growth then since
yes,
that time?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we're growing every year, and to a certain extent, rising tide lifts all ships. And,
uh-huh.
And we think we're also getting a little smarter about how we do business.
So, are most of your installations on existing houses, or are you getting a lot of new construction too?
It's mostly the market we've been in is existing construction,
mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of people who buy it. They're the person who owns the house is going to be our buyer with our stuff. They're a little bit more expensive than the usual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for $700, a whole house fan that you can install yourself at the bottom end of the scale from Airscape Fans in Medford. Neil Smith is the founder of the company and obviously an expert with many years of experience in HVAC. Thanks for joining us on the Ground Floor.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. The Ground Floor comes to us once a month. It's a visit with people who have started or managed to continue businesses going in the region. And thanks to Cynthia Scherer for setting up our interviews. Thank you for listening to this hour of the Jefferson Exchange.